Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Bikini in the Brain. I'm here with the buffest bunny of them all, Ashley Kaltwasser.
Yeah, that's me.
Funny thing, we talked about the being a buff bunny because
I'm sponsored by Buff Bunny, you know?
And actually,
I'm kind of play on words.
Actually, it's funny is that there's like over the years, like your sponsors and stuff in the clothes, like I feel like these ones really fit you well.
Yeah,
like,
of course. Yeah, I'm a buff bunny, so makes sense.
Yeah.
Already have that post lined up.
So today, I'm like Ashley's like little brother. She likes to dress up and say,
gosh,
whatever.
Can we get a like? Because this man right here is just so willing to just play along.
I've done
so
it.
So thank you.
I've gone as far as she's makeuped me one time. That one was the most. I didn't think I'd feel so weird, but I felt super weird. Yeah.
Well, everyone liked it. And it was
cool. Whatever.
I got good practice.
You know what's funny? So there's a video of me in a makeup tutorial with Ashley doing makeup, and I'll go to like nationals or something, and I've had it happen at least 5 times now, where a girl will come up to me, she's like, "Hey, I did my makeup from your tutorial."
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm like, that's so embarrassing, but it's actually. So I guess it's a good tutorial. Good job.
Did you feel pretty though?
I felt really weird.
Did you feel pretty?
No, I didn't. That's not for me.
Well, I can only do so much with the makeup.
Yeah, exactly. That was not my thing. So today we are playing. We're not playing. It is Easter week.
It's Easter week. And so we gotta play along. We gotta have the Easter spirit.
So everyone seems to like the Q&A episodes. So we're gonna do a little bit of faster Q&A version this time. And Ashley has come up with a great idea. You wanna explain?
Yeah. So I put all these questions into these little eggies, little plastic eggs. So it's a lot of fun, you know, Easter themed. And ooh, who knows who's gonna get which question? Who knows? But we're gonna find out. And I'll let you go first.
Okay. Cool. So let's go ahead and jump right into it, guys.
Let's hop right into it, Adam.
Oh, gosh. You couldn't, of course,
hop right into
you
it.
Couldn't lose on that, right?
Nope.
Never. Needed a pun. Okay, how often do you do cardio?
Oh, Adam.
Oh, this for me? Is that how it's going to go?
Yes, okay. All right. Picked it up. That's your question.
Okay, well, they really want to know.
I know you're trying to dodge this question.
No, actually, I've been pretty good in cardio. Okay, so guys, so when I was younger, I played hockey at a world level for Team USA as a junior, and I just started playing hockey again. I just started again last week, so I'm playing right now. I'm doing cardio 3 times a week, and my hockey's about an hour long each time, and I was doing cardio 20 minutes 3 times a week anyway. But Ashley is getting ready for a show.
Yeah.
That's what they really want to know about.
Yeah. No, this is questions for both of us. Okay. They want to know what the coaches are doing these days, because they think, like, you know what? If the coach is doing it, it must be right.
I am doing.
You guys set a good example. So
I'm doing, you know, I'm doing 3 hours of hockey a week right now.
Okay.
Which is basically hit cardio, because you go out 40 seconds, get back to the bench. So yeah, so I'm doing it. But Ashley's doing right now. She's getting ready for a show about 40 minutes right now, like every day, because the show's coming up soon.
Yeah, doing the Orange Theories.
Do you want to say us any news about any shows or anything?
Yeah, I mean, by the time they see this, it'll already be over, though. Well, maybe not.
Monday.
I'm going to do the Clash, I think. I mean, I am, but yeah, that's what I'm doing. So you might be listening to this. I might be competing as you listen to this. Who knows?
Yeah, so this is coming out on Monday. The Clash is going to be on Saturday.
We need to be careful with you. Anytime you have things in your hand, you fidget.
Yeah.
And it makes noise.
And now it's your... Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm the worst, and I leave drinks everywhere. Oh, no, Ashley's biggest pet peeve is I leave drinks all over the place.
Oh, thank God. Just want them to have a pleasant listening experience. All right, so let's hoppity hop right in. Pink one. Oh, what body part needs the most work? I know the answer to this. Adam knows the answer to this. It's definitely gonna be my shoulders.
Yeah.
My shoulders have been an ongoing struggle for years. They still need to play catch up a little bit with my legs. My legs, ours is taking all the shine, you know?
Yeah.
Sucking up all my nutrients. There's been times, though, that I've been able to balance it out better than others, but it's a struggle to keep that up for real. So a work in progress.
Well, there you go. So even the top girls, I think it's important, the top girls even struggle with their body part, you know, and that one's been an ongoing one.
Yes.
You know, so what is your biggest gym pet peeve?
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, mine would be excessive noise, excessive grunting.
Oh, the extra
completely unnecessarily. And then my second biggest one would be like when someone stands like 5 feet away from you on a machine. And they like give you the look like, because they, you know, they're waiting for the machine. And then they don't even ask you like how many sets or whatever. Like, I don't think you need to ask anyone. Just do a different thing. Like, just when they finish, they finish. I'm not, no one's ever going to go faster because you ask them how many sets they have left. Like,
if anything, it's the opposite.
Yeah. If actually, to be honest, if someone asks me how many sets left I have, I will do, I'll always do at least an extra one or two sets.
Yeah, they're hovering over you.
They're hovering, like, yeah. I'm like, dude, don't, just wait. Just like go do something else. So yeah, just let me stay in my zone. Or the other thing, another one, I'll leave it at this. The other one is like when you're clearly exercising on this machine, but it, someone's trying to be like extra courteous. And then they're like, hey, are you working over here?
I hate that too.
Like mid-set.
It's like, what? I'm not, how am I even close to that machine?
Yeah, and you're like mid-set. They'll ask you mid-set just to like be nice. And I'm like, I'm obviously working on this machine.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm doing biceps today, not legs, so.
Yeah, it's like just, yeah. So there's three quick ones.
Yeah, I thought I was alone in that. Yeah. I hate that too. And it almost sounds like you're an a-hole when you say it, like, but it is annoying. It really is. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah, you like, especially when you're like mid-set or you have your headphones on and you're like mid-set and like you're just like, hey, I got my headphones on. So yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
You're up, Ashley.
All right, here we go. All right.
This is kind of random and funny.
Yeah. It's good to switch it
up. We'll see if we get any that we dive into a little more.
Hop into them.
Hop into them.
Hop into them today. Ooh, okay. I like this question. And by the way, thank you guys all so much for submitting these questions. These are viewer submitted. So the first batch that we did last week of Q&As was the more like science-y type questions. These ones are fun. And you learn some stuff too. Adam will definitely hop into some educational questions. But anyway, if you could transform your body into any division for a day, what would it be? I would say fitness. You know, I always say I would totally do fitness if the body type aligned with mine. But, you know, I get that question so often. Why don't you do fitness? Because they can see that I can still flip, do back handsprings, back flips, handstands, all that. But there's a big barrier in my way, and that's my physique. I am way small, way, way, way too small for fitness. I would have to put on, like, 25 pounds of muscle, something like that. It's a lot. So I'm not built for it. But I would love to, for a day, have that physique so I can compete in fitness. That'd be fun.
That's cool. That's a cool question, actually. Yeah. All right, here we go. Most embarrassing moment.
Oh, and that's in life.
I like how you used a backup.
Oh, yeah, you know paper. I gotta recycle.
You're so
bad. I don't let things go to waste.
She's so bad about it. It's so...
I'm good about it.
Well, you're so good about it. Actually, to be honest, you're so good about it. Most embarrassing moment...
of your life.
I don't even know what that would be, to be honest.
You probably do. You're just too embarrassed to say what
everyone knows me in and out at this point on this podcast. I say whatever. Gosh, what is the most embarrassing moment? I don't even know. I honestly don't even know. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm snapping.
You know, anytime you have something in your hand, you do that. Whether it be a water bottle, you could crunch it. It's so weird, right? And I'm like, it's next to your mic.
I don't even know. Do you have one? I'm trying to think. Well, do you know one that you have?
I mean, I have one I can share, but I think you have one too.
Gosh, I don't even know. Like, I've sneezed and like boogers came out.
You know, in front of somebody?
No, like in front of like people like at school. That was pretty embarrassing. But I don't really have like the most like a tragic, embarrassing moment where like I poop myself or something. Like I don't
Not
have
yet.
It. Not yet. It's coming.
Knock on wood.
It's coming.
You know, like the scent of poops.
It's progressively grosser too. Like the older the poop is, like if you're like 70-year-old poop is grosser than like baby poop, right? So like it has a progressive disgustingness to it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have anything that, I mean, just like, yeah, I don't have anything
embarrassing.
Nothing like crazy embarrassing that I can remember. But I could say like a tragic moment would be like would probably have been, I remember my coach picked me out for a hockey game and he told me he wanted me to pull this move. He's like, "When we get into a shootout, I need you to do this move," because I was like doing this move and I totally froze up and like I missed the whole net and like the team was banking on me scoring.
Oh.
It's pretty embarrassing at that level to miss the net, to not even hit a shot on net on a shootout. That's really bad hockey. Yeah, so that would probably be up there because it was pretty embarrassing. Like your whole team's counting on you. They know the move you're doing because they've been killing our goalie with it. And then I don't even hit the net with the puck. Like, and I'm off by like 10 feet. Like the net's like 10 feet.
Yeah,
that's like 6 feet. I miss it by like 5. It's like crazy. Yeah, so maybe that's it.
You know, that's why I don't do group sports or team sports, I should say. I've never participate in team sports because I never want anybody to be dependent on me and I don't want to depend on other people to be successful.
Yeah.
So I've always been in an individual sport like track, gymnastics, bikini, even swimming.
Yeah.
Nothing with the team.
Mm-mm. It makes sense. Because
Team elite physique, but I'm talking like...
It's still an individual.
You can still excel individually.
Yeah, exactly. I like the mesh of it, right? Because you have like your team where you can help each other with, you work out with, whatever, but you're still on your own. It's still on you, yeah.
So true,
I like
true.
That. All right. Well, sorry to have a better one for you guys.
Yeah, no poopy pants yet.
I'll let you guys know if I do. I want them not
yes. to you need to document it.
Yeah.
Put it in the vlog. Ooh. This one's so good that I want you to answer it after I'm done because I think you'll have a good answer to this. Okay, what is a fitness myth that I'm most tired of hearing? So I would say the most common fitness myth I get would be, how do I spot reduce? Like, how do I lose weight in my arms? How do I lose weight in my abs? How do, you know, obviously that's not a thing we can do. We can't spot reduce. We can decrease our overall body fat percentage, but we can't be like, oh, I want to lose weight in my arms, so maybe if I just work my arms. Now, you can tone them a little bit by putting more muscle on, but the fat's still going to be there. But I think the biggest fitness myth that I'm tired of hearing is nothing, like, super in particular, but the idea that, like, competing is unhealthy, like, super unhealthy. Like, people act like it's, like, this traumatizing experience. And it can be if you do it wrong, but not everyone's like that.
Yeah.
You do it safe, you do it smart. And you can do this for a long time. I've been doing it for a long time. But people think, like, I think it's because in our sport we get athletes that were never athletes, so they don't know what it's like to work hard and to really, like, push the limits.
Yeah.
So I think, like, you know, hearing, like, bikini competitors are, like, 6% body fat, and then everyone's been, like, so dangerous. Oh, my God. You can't be lean. You can't be that lean. It's, like, I'm not even 6%. Nowhere close. I'm, like, 14. You know what I mean? And off-season, like, maybe 15 or 16. But, like, I hate that idea. It's, like... Dude, you just hate it. Yeah. It can be healthy. It can be safe. You just got to do it the smart way.
Exactly. And it's actually healthier to be leaner than it is to be fatter.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah. Like, that's yeah. Like so people like, will like come after you for like eating chicken broccoli, but if you ate like a Big Mac and fries, no one will bat an eyelash. You know?
It's crazy. So like just to give you guys some stats in terms of like, you know, there are days, the COVID days, like if you were prepping for a show like during COVID, your odds of like getting sick from it are extremely low, like crazy low. So 78% of people that ended up in hospitals from COVID were obese, 78% of them. So 4 out of 5 that were in the hospital were obese. And if you were lean, like healthy and doing cardio and whatnot, so your odds of like dying from COVID under 50 years old were 99.97% survival rate. So, and if you actually were fit and healthy and weren't obese, it goes to 99.99996. survival rate. So your chance of surviving just by living, like just us being here right now, getting struck by lightning or just one of us just dying, having an aneurysm or something, we're 99.98% chance of living. So like you still don't have, you're never 100% chance of survival. Mm-hmm. So like people don't understand that. So anyway, as far as you being leaner, it's far better for you. So if anyone's giving you the argument, oh, you're not living your life, you're this and that. You're in a way better spot, especially for something like this that just happened. So that's just my whole take on it.
Yeah, and of course, there's always exceptions if people do take it too far. And, you know, there are, you can take anything too far, though.
Yeah.
But you just got to be smart.
And yes.
What's your biggest fitness myth that you are just sick of hearing?
I would say the most common one is like a coach gets would be like lower abs. Like, hey, how do I get my lower abs? Or like, it'll be like a muscle group. How do I get a bicep peak? How do I get a, you know, that type of thing? And the reality is of like, the lower ab one is probably the most common one I hear because people just have this misconception of like what they can do to get their lower abs to be better. Mm-hmm. And I think it is because a lot of like good advertising on products that people sell, like for the lower abs, selling for the lower abs, target lower abs, right? The thing is, there's this thing. So the abs, like is the ab muscle itself is called, it's called the rectus abdominis. And it's one long muscle, right? That has that groove in it, right? That you're seeing. So it's rectus abdominis through it. So the thing is, there's this thing called the all or none theory of muscle contraction, which basically means a muscle will contract or it will not contract at all. You can't contract part of a muscle. So if you look at like, for example, we'll use like, well, let's use this. So for example, let's say this whole thing, this whole little wire here, right? Mm-hmm. Straw is one muscle fiber, mm-hmm. right? So the abs, they're one muscle fiber, but there's thousands of them, right? Going all the way down. But each one is one from the sternum insertion all the way down, origin to the insertion. So how are you going to contract, when this is all one muscle fiber, how are you going to contract just this part?
Yes.
How are you going to contract just the lower abs, right? Mm-hmm. How are you going to contract just the bicep peak, right? How are you going to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't contract part of this. Mm-hmm. If you electrified this, which is basically a muscle contraction, is sending an electrical current, right, through the muscle fiber, so how are you going to just get this, right? You can't. It's mm-hmm. All or none theory of muscle contraction. So why is it the lower abs are hidden? Well, the lower abs are hidden because there's more fat is. As simple as that. You know, and it goes to your whole pool draining theory, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it a metaphor where you just have to drain more water out of the pool? That's the last water to leave out of the pool is that lower abs, because that's where your body stores it more. It's not about finding a way to contract this part more than this part, because you can't do that. You either contract all of it or you contract none of it. So that same
so
thing.
So now you know?
Yep. Same thing with like people who are doing like bicep peak. They're like, mm-hmm. I just want my bicep peak to be like Ronnie Coleman or whatever. I'm like, yeah, everyone does. So
well,
it's the way you're built is the way you're built. You can't change the shape of your muscle, at least through working out. I mean, not unless you're doing like injectables or anything like that, but you can't change the shape of your muscle. It is what it is. You got a round muscle on your bicep or you got a crazy peak on your bicep, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Do what you can do. All right, the next question. Oh, I like this question a lot. What is your favorite muscle egg flavor?
That's funny.
Now, I don't know if you tried this flavor or not, but it's a seasonal flavor. It's kind of like it comes in and comes out as key lime pie.
Okay, I haven't tried that.
It's amazing. Key lime freaking pie. But the second up would be the Fruit Loop or Fruit Cereal Loop. Oh, so good. So good.
I'm on a fruit cereal kick right now. I'm pretty standard. You use chocolate.
What is that protein cereal you
okay,
like?
Okay, so this
in Magic Spoon, right?
Yeah. So Magic. So there's this stuff called Magic Spoon, which is like a very low carb, very low net carb cereal.
And high protein, right?
And high protein. I would say moderate protein.
Protein. So how many protein?
Gosh, I want to say. I know. I don't know off the top of my head, but I think it's like 15 grams of protein.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And like for 5 grams of net carbs, so it's not bad, you know, uh-huh. for a good amount of cereal, and it actually tastes pretty good. It's a real good compromise, you know, mm-hmm. for actual cereal. And actually, what's funny is I use this for that cereal. I just pour this in as my milk.
Oh, there is the protein.
Yeah, that's the protein. So it's because it's pasteurized, so you can drink it. And I don't know. Yeah, I like it. So, and just so you guys know, like on the plug stuff too, but we do have a code. It's like 10% off? 15% off?
Yeah, it's 10% off, but it's not a code. It's a link.
Link.
It's muscleleg.com.
/.
Team Elite Physique. All lowercase.
Yeah, so you
and
get 10%
off. We'll
put
the link in the description, too.
There you go, yeah. But they have a whole bunch of cool flavors, so that one is.
I thought, you know, that was a nice prop because eggs, Easter eggs, bunny, Easter,
All right.
You know.
So. all right. This is a pretty simple one. How long does your workout typically take? And I'll go into this a little bit, too. And this might be a good one for me to go into, like, IGTV. There's, like, a couple I said I was like, maybe I'll do an IGTV on these. But how long does your workout typically take? I would say mine and Ashley's workout typically take about an hour workout.
Mm-hmm. And that's without cardio.
Yeah, without the cardio. Actual workout, weight-wise. So the thing is, and there's a lot of theories about working out and how long it should be. I'm honestly not like 100% convinced on, yes, thank you. I just kind of fidgeted. I'm not 100% convinced on any way being 100% the right way. The one theory that I do know of and kind of base my workout timing around is based on hormones and how your body releases hormones throughout the workout. So as it was explained to me, and then this is one thing I'm not super researched on, and I should actually this reminds me to probably research this a little more. So as it was explained to me once, and as I have seen, basically when you first start working out, you get a big spike of growth hormone, right? So you get this big spike of growth hormone when you first start working out the first, whatever, 15 minutes. And then it starts like, you know, dying off throughout the workout. And then the whole time, so you have this spike, and then the whole time you have another spike starting to come. So cortisol starts creeping up. So there's the point at which it crosses over those two things seems to be around, like, from what I was shown, was about 50 minutes to
50
or so. Zero. But, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that, you know? So, like, I don't think it's so ironclad.
Yeah.
You know, like how, you know.
Intense.
How, exactly.
What
intensity.
Are you doing?
The biggest, you know, you train legs really heavy, you're going to get a bigger spike than if you just did, you know, a real light workout. So can you, now is the question is, okay, if I do light workouts, can I work out for an hour and a half? Because I'm not running into that issue. Mm-hmm. Like, so there's a lot of like variables. But what I will say is it's really always going to be based on intensity and volume. So if your intensity is super low, you could do more volume. your intensity is super high, you got to do less volume. There you go. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
So I'd like to hop into this question a little bit deeper. So now that we know what maybe the ideal workout period would be, I don't know about you, but I oftentimes get asked, like, what's the ideal rest period in between sets, like for muscle growth? Or some people think that there's like a set time between each set that you do. Like, oh, if I'm trying to build muscle, I make it longer. Or yeah. If I'm trying to lose weight, I make it shorter. What is your take on that?
Okay, so the simple answer, well, that's not really a simple answer to this question. So, okay, so there's this thing called... it's basically your energy cycle throughout a workout, right? Mm-hmm. So it starts off with your ATP, right? So adenosine triphosphate, that's what your body uses as its like energy source for the first few reps. It runs out, then it goes into creatine phosphate, runs out, then it goes into glucose, right? So that takes the period of that timing. I haven't been in school for that for so long. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. I might be off by one thing, but I think I'm right, actually. I think I'm right. So it's like, let's say you're working out pretty heavy with weights, like pretty decently heavy. Your ATP's gone in like 3-5 reps. Mm-hmm. This I know for sure, I'm not 100% on. The creatine phosphate would be like 2 reps after that. So now you're at rep 8, 9, right? You're up. Then you're using like glucose, right? And now you're out at rep, 12, 15. And then that's when your lactic acid starts building up and then you want to stop the set. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of the energy cycle of like lifting weights. It's very short. It's very, very short. Mm-hmm. And that's why people think, you know, creatine is such a great help because you can prolong that cycle in within the ATP and creatine phosphate phase of it. So it's like you could do an extra one rep there, right? So you get more reps before you run into the glucose part. And the whole glucose part where your body's using glucose, so taking glycogen out of the muscle, converting it, using it as energy, as glucose. The byproduct of that conversion of taking it out of a muscle cell is lactic acid, which is where that burn comes from. And then you stop lifting weights because your body does that to prevent you saying, hey, we're using too much glucose, we're using too much glucose. I think that's a good thing for people to know too. That's where the burn comes from. The burn doesn't mean you're failing. The burn means your body's, you know, converting glucose and using it as energy. So that has nothing to do with your like the ability of your mechanical load that you're able to do, right? Mm-hmm. So I try to tell people that so they don't correlate burning with meaning I have to stop.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. They're like, oh yeah, it's burning and it's on fire. That means I'm doing my max.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean
no,
that.
No, you stop when you can't do anymore. That's the only thing that matters. The burn is irrelevant to the muscle in terms of, it's just a safety precaution. Because if you kept going and kept going, you'd hurt yourself. And I think that the body just naturally makes that so you can... tells you to, hey, stop, because we're not going to have energy to do this forever. So yeah, the muscle is going to develop based on mechanical load. That's all it knows. So people are like, what's better, high reps, low reps? What's better, this? I'm like, body just knows mechanical load, mechanical tension, right? So if you work out hard, you're going to get very similar results. And if you work out hard with 6 reps, you work out hard with 15 reps. It's about the tension, right? So it's not like there's this magic answer of, oh, I need more reps, less reps, this, that. It's, are you going hard? Are you going hard? That's it. That's the question. That's the answer. Now, as far as rest period goes.
Because I think most people do like either between like the 30 or the 1 minute rest periods between each. I know sometimes we do 45 too, but.
So this is research. This is a research thing. And this is funny. I like when we do these things because it makes me want to go back and like look at my books and stuff.
You're a smart bunny.
I used to know these, like, there's just so much to know. But I used to literally like the creatine, ATP, like all that. I used to know, like, I would tell you perfectly. Like, I would kill it. But I used to be able to draw it. Now I got to look at it. I have to look it up. But I hope I'm right on that. I'm pretty sure I'm right on it. So the actual energy cycles. This is what we're trying to do when we're lifting weights. Okay, so you're trying to get the most amount of mechanical tension in. So lifting weights, the most amount you can in the shortest period of time, while you can still do it intensely without breaking into doing an endurance-based activity. It's a lot, right? So how do you do that? Well, if you're resting less than 30 seconds, then you're probably getting more running into the aerobic threshold of exercise, right? So you're going to run into endurance-based activities. Mm-hmm. So you can do cardio with weights. That's not a problem. You know, you have body pump classes and all these classes that do that. That's cardio with weights. You can do that. Very unlikely you're going to build a lot of muscle with that because you're breathing so hard. Mm-hmm. You're not able to lift really hard. You're not reaching failure because you're doing cardio with weights. So you have to have your rest period be long enough where you're able to at least recover most of that muscle energy cycle that we kind of talked about, the creatine, ATP, all that. and you have to let your body kind of fuel your tank back up for each set. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to also wait so long where you can't get in enough sets within a workout.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you got to 100% recovery, that's what powerlifting and strength training is. Mm-hmm. You want 100% recovery each time. So they take 3 to 5 minutes in between a set to get to 100%. Bodybuilders want about 90% recovery within a set. You don't want 100%. It's estimated that at 45 to 180 seconds is the time frame for that. Mm. I like getting in a lot of volume, so I tell people go 45 to 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. If they're going really heavy, I might go all the way to like 90, but usually it's like my, like I would say 95% of the people that I work with would be 45 seconds to 75 second rest period, unless it's a highly red muscle fiber muscle group like calves or abs, which is a lot faster recovery period.
I think you should hop into that as well really quick, because that is something that very much interests me. And I don't think a lot of people know that the muscles, they can be red, they can be white, and they perform differently. And better, it's better to do more reps with one versus more heavy weight and less reps with others. Like, for example, you mentioned the calves are more frequency, right? More reps for calves. So you'll get the most benefit from doing it a lot rather than what glutes would be more of the power.
Yes, more white muscle fiber.
So yeah, white is you can go heavier with less.
Yes. So think of it as like the white muscle fiber people are like explosive people, football players who can go like a front line guy, right? Like a lineman. He can explode for like 20 seconds, but you have him run 100 yards on the field, he's going to die, right? Yeah. It's like, it is not for that. He's not built for that. So, and then a red muscle fiber endurance person is a marathon runner. They can just go for it. So the difference is a white muscle fiber is more for explosive movements, heavier weights, bigger people. It's a bigger muscle fiber. It's meant to carry you for, you know, heavy loads and stuff, right? And then you have your red muscle fiber, which is it's for its oxidative abilities. It's able to take in oxygen really well and keep performing very well, right? So, and so then there's also the ability of recovery, and that just has to do a lot of with the muscle fiber itself. So as we talk about recovery, obviously endurance-based people are going to recover better at doing endurance-based things, right? So if you are, if you're, your calves, every step you've ever taken in your life, you've used your calves.
Yes.
So they're used so often that their recovery ability of that muscle group is very, very high, very fast. That muscle recovers rapidly, right? And because of it's used so often, it's mainly red muscle fiber too. In most people, and I would, and that one is probably in like almost all people. And then you have, so there's a lot of muscles that you use all the time. They just recover better because that's their daily life.
Right.
So shoulders are another example of that too. Every time you lifted something in your life, you use your shoulders. And you're always doing something, opening a door, whatever. Your shoulders are always being used. So because they're always being used, they recover a little faster too. So versus like something like, you know, a pec, like you don't use it as often. You know, it's used in everything you do, riding. I mean, everything's used. But it's not like you're using a lot of force with it all the time. And it's such a big muscle group that requires so much load that you rarely do something. So yeah, that one needs a lot less, right? Because to use that muscle, like a chest muscle, for what it's designed to use, it requires a lot of weight. It's a big muscle, right? So you rarely need to do it. It's like pushing a car, you know? Like, how often are you using that muscle, like, into that extreme? So, but shoulders, they're pretty, you know, they're not super strong. So, you know, you lifting this up is somewhat challenging if you're to just grab it from up top and down low. It's somewhat challenging, you know? So, that's the thing. So with calves now, there's the theory of you should go heavy with them because it creates a stimulus that it's not used to. And the one thing that is a consensus is, frequency is a thing. High frequency for those, because they just recover so fast.
Yeah, good to know. Isn't calves also like a very hard muscle group to change? Or is this a myth?
It's based on available muscle fiber.
So it's dependent on the person.
On the insertion, So like if you look at like genetically speaking, you'll have a lot of people with like really high calves.
Oh yes, this I know we can't change.
And so, you know, because
you can't make them longer.
you can't make them longer. And then if there's, you know, if you have one guy who's naturally built with like a low calf that has this much muscle fiber,
and then looks just like that basket.
Yep, and then he has another guy whose calf is this tall, right?
Yeah.
It's real tall and small. Who's going to have an easier time making it bigger? Well, this guy's got a lot more available to make bigger, so he's going to make it bigger.
Yeah.
Just like women, if they're born with crazy, you know, crazy glutes. If you're born with it, well, your glutes are probably going to get bigger than someone who's born with no glutes. Yeah.
Like when I left my mom's womb, they actually had a hard time getting me out because my glutes were just like so big that they just got stuck.
Yeah.
They got stuck.
Stuck.
I'm like sometimes I hear myself and I'm like, I wonder how many people think I'm actually like being serious. I think I'm like so full of myself. No, that's just my humor.
Yeah, someone's gonna leave a comment. Is your mom okay? Did she survive the childbirth?
You'd be surprised what people like believe when you're obviously joking. But yeah, but that's good to know. I mean, very helpful.
Yeah. So there you go, and that's why there's like a wellness division. And
yes.
Why there's a bikini division,
exactly.
Right? Because those wellness girls never walked around with small glutes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, if you have no glutes your whole life, wellness is probably not going to be your division. Yes, but you could probably build to bikini. Build to bikini.
Probably, yeah.
Is it my turn?
It's my turn. Unless you want to answer another one.
No, I just forget whose turn it was. I just forget. Go ahead.
Oh. Favorite cheat meal? Okay. So honestly, this is the most common question I get. And I especially get this question when I'm talking about after show, post show, maybe in an interview, post show interview. What do you have for cheat meal? What's your favorite cheat meal? Honestly, I'm not that big into cheat meals. I know it sounds crazy. I'm more of a snacker than anything. Like I would like to try a little bit of each thing. I'm not like the kind of girl that's gonna go out to a restaurant and just like stuff my face. I hate the feeling of being bloated and overly full. I hate it. Honestly, I always say my favorite cheat meal after a show is a win, a shower, a sloppy bun with some comfy PJs, some good sleep, and a protein bar.
Yeah.
And maybe a Caesar salad. That's my favorite cheat meal.
Really extreme, super extreme.
It's like funny because I'll honestly answer it that way. And then, like, people will be like, no, I meant, like, food. And I'm like, yes. Yes.
Yeah. For me, I'll tell you mine real quick. Right now, I'm on I do a cheat meal once a week. Pyology pizza pie, but it's with cauliflower crust, very little sauce, and then, like, double chicken. They give you a good amount of chicken there.
Well, that's what's up. I will say, though, I do like, sweets more than salties.
I'm the opposite.
I might have a cookie, too.
Yeah. Everyone, you know what's crazy? Everyone's on this cookie thing lately.
Cookies are good.
But it's like, there's like a cookie company like that advertises to bodybuilders like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing it more and more and more. And it's all bodybuilders. And I'm like, how did you get into that market? Because it's like the market you wouldn't get into as a cookie company.
Yeah,
right?
You would think it'd be like the least desired.
Yeah, it's called
the cookie broker?
Cookie dealer.
Oh, the cookie dealer.
Yeah,
oh,
I've seen it. I keep seeing it. That's pretty good.
Those were those big ones at the Olympia.
Okay.
Broker, remember those huge like pounders? And I was like, do you want one? They gave me like four. They're good though.
Yeah.
But they're dangerous.
I see everyone eating them. And I'm like, how did they get, that's just some good marketing though. If you can get into the health world and fitness world by advertising junk food, I mean, that is a, props to them, you know, for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be eating them. I'm not a big guy into that stuff, but hey.
Yeah, I know. You only tried one little piece of mine, but it's good. It's chunky.
It's a waste. I just can't do the waste. I just can't do the waste of calories, you know? It's like, you know, one bite is all you need. All right, so in your opinion, what's more difficult, diet or training? 100% diet, 100%. As a clients go, like I rarely have someone who's like, man, I just don't want to go to the gym, you know? But I have someone every week who cheated on their diet. And I'm talking, you know, we have a pretty, like, people who work with Team Elite, you know, they're pretty serious, you know? Like, it's either, we had a lot of transformation people, and to be honest, transformations are probably, like, transformations are something I really enjoy doing. I really like doing transformations. Like, it's so fun, you know?
It's less stressful, for sure, because they're just trying to lose weight or transform into the best body, but not necessarily get to a super precise physique.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, there's a lot more time in it. There's a lot less stress and pressure. Mm-hmm. But with the less stress and less pressure and less time frame, you do run into less adherence to diet, too, because it's like that pressure's not there with being...
That makes sense.
...being 12 weeks out, you know?
That makes a lot of sense.
What's funny is that, like, I think that shows are people where they're the most dedicated, but there's also one thing that's more people are more dedicated than shows, and that's weddings. I've never had a girl cheat on a diet on a wedding prep.
Huh.
But I do wedding prep sometimes, too, and I'm always like, oh, I love this because I can... They'll do anything.
Yeah.
You're getting ready for a wedding, you know, one time in your life, they will do anything. They just want to look good, you know?
Yeah.
So, Yeah, so that's kind of fun, too, because you know they're not going to mess up. With a show, you could technically be like, oh, I'll just do it later, show, whatever. But with a wedding, you're, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the date.
And I will say, even from my experience, even a person that doesn't like go crazy with cheat meals, I don't really crave them that often. I will say even diet's harder than training because snacks. Snacks. Yeah. They're just everywhere. Snacks. They're in my dreams. They're on the counter. They're at the gas station.
You do have with your dreams. That's your thing.
Yeah.
Every show, she'll like, well, she doesn't stay over my house anymore, but we used to stay at each other's houses when we lived in different cities. And I'd wake up, she'd be downstairs. She'd be like, Adam, I had a dream that I ate a cake, and it was so vivid. Like, I thought you had a cake in the
kitchen. Yeah, scary. Yeah. I think you ruined it all.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like a week out from a show and you just ate a cake. It'd be like, I'm pulling out of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, guys. Instagram. I know I announced this show, but I ate a cake, a whole cake.
Reason for dropping out? Cake.
Because cake tastes good.
Yes.
I think it's your turn.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I just answered that one.
Ooh, this might be a duplicate question. Did I ask you this already? How often do you do cardio currently? Did you already get that question?
Yeah, we did get that question.
How did I write this twice? But you know what? I'm going to answer it anyway because I didn't answer it. So, well, you kind of answered it, but I'll go more into detail because why not? So right now I'm close to the show, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be doing a cardio a lot. Now I'm like 5-6 days a week. Most of the time I'm still doing my cardio at Orange Theory, which is cardio-ish. So it's not like an hour of straight cardio. We're also doing weights, but it's a lot of circuit training. So it's a lot of hit on the treadmill and then like circuit training on the rower and the weights. So the weights are just like lighter weights. But I've just found this to be a very fun form of cardio for me. You know what I mean? And sometimes I'll even walk there and walk back if the weather's nice, which is a nice extra 2 mile walk additionally to my cardio. But I just like have a lot of fun, and it's nice to not think to do cardio and just to be in the group, you know?
Well, there you go. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna give this one to you. What
come on.
What muscle group are you most proud of?
No, what muscle group are you most proud of, Adam? What muscle group on you do you that you're like, yeah, they're pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. For me,
just don't. You're avoiding this question because you don't want to be like full of yourself. It's a question that the people want to know.
Okay, I've always had genetically. It's been very easy for me to have a good chest.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pecs.
There you go.
Pecs. Okay. Now, was that so hard? Are you uncomfortable now?
No.
Okay.
You're
pecs.
Out. Ashley's is hamstrings and glutes. Probably hamstrings for sure, though.
Yeah.
Those are pretty crazy hamstrings.
They're pretty. They're just beautiful.
They're
things. We're beautiful creatures.
Yeah, your hamstrings are pretty nuts, to be honest.
Oh yeah, you know.
I would say they're the best hamstrings for sure in Big Pro Bikini.
Adam, you're making my hamstrings blush over here.
Because they're big, but they don't separate, and that's
they're
what
like
they want. And they're
cute
round.
Little rainbows. Yeah, yeah. You know, so they're rainbow hamstrings. You know. But thank you. I'll get them up.
I'll get that question. I want hamstrings like Ashley, and I'm like, everyone wants hamstrings.
You should just like totally troll them and be like, actually, they're hamstring implants.
Yeah.
Or actually, those hamstrings are photoshopped, and they'll be like, but no, I saw them at a show. No, it's Photoshop. All right, turn.
This is kind of fun. It's an easy episode. Yeah. You don't have to like study for it.
Your brain won't hurt so much after. Because get this, guys. Adam doesn't like to do more than one podcast per week because it's too much of a strain on his brain.
It's the truth. That's actually the truth.
It's a strain on his brain, and that's a muscle too. That's the muscle group.
Okay.
Isn't that a muscle?
It is.
It's an organ.
I don't think it's a muscle group.
Okay, well, I lied, and that's why you're the brain and bikinis. We can fake it and just pretend like that's a muscle.
Yes,
group.
Yes. I'll flex the brain muscles. Okay, here's a random fact for you. In a 3-hour chess tournament, per hour, 570 calories in a chess tournament you burn because you're playing chess.
So if it's not a muscle, how you burn all this? Well, I guess organs also burn calories.
It uses glucose as primary source of energy.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
So instead of cardio, I could be just playing chess this whole time?
You know what? It's crazy, but it is responsible for some meat, right? That's nuts. But that's a crazy stat.
You're like, Ashley, how'd you get stage lean? I just played chess. That was my cardio.
When you hear something funny, like I was trying to get a world ranking on chess, I couldn't break in.
Yeah. That's not funny. It's tragic.
It is. Well, I didn't try it for like a month. And I was like, no, it's going to take this. It was funny because I get hyper obsessed with things. And so I just like have to be careful. And so I started playing chess and I was like, I'm going to get a world ranking. I'll just get a world ranking and I'll be cool. Like, I'll be fine. And then I realized like how much work it was going to take. But I was like, no, I can do it. I know I can do it. And then like, I was like, okay, wait a minute. This is going to start consuming me, I think. So I just wanted to just stop. Just stopped. It's so funny.
Well, you know, that's why I'm glad that it didn't work out for you because now I get more attention. So thank you. So thank you. Okay. Good. Next question. How do you like living in Las Vegas?
Ooh.
We can both answer that one. We can both answer. So I love it. Probably the best decision of my life. Should have moved here sooner.
Yeah.
I was in LA for way too long. And it took the shutdown of the economy to kind of make me realize, Ashley, the heck, you got to get out of LA. So I used to live in Hollywood on Star Walk. And it was fun for like a year. It was exciting. You know, you see people out, super motivating. Like I could walk to anywhere because I was like in a touristy area. But yeah, that got old. And time to grow up, Ashley. So bought a house here in Vegas. I love it. It's better fitness community, I would say, than LA for sure. Like, there's so many fitness people migrating here, so many fitness gyms, so many competitions that's gonna be here. People are just way more into it. Even like, it's funny because I'll even go to like a mainstream gym like Planet Fitness and I'll see like people that I'm like, oh, they're a competitor or they could compete.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like in LA, I definitely couldn't do that. I mean, they're a different kind of look in LA. I feel like, you know, skinny in shape people, but not like competitor looking people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to be amongst your own. And I'm so glad that she moved out here too, because I feel extra like in my family now.
Because yeah.
It really sucked to go to Denver all the time and that airport so far away.
It's the worst airport.
Yeah. But the airport here is way better.
It was so nice. Yeah. I am very happy. You know what's funny is that if you didn't move to Vegas, I would have probably moved to Texas.
Yeehaw.
So I'm glad that you moved to Vegas. Very happy that you did. And yeah, with it worked out really. I mean, this is definitely like more my town than like, you know, I could play poker, I could play hockey, I don't do snow sports. It wasn't for me. For me, it was like, okay, we're so much of an online company. So like even in Denver, only 7% of our people were from Denver. So it wasn't even that many people. And like people that are on the team don't really use the prep center as like their everyday gym. So they're still just doing online check-ins. And then they had the gym to come to and pose to, too. So we did lose that, to take that away, which kind of sucked because I was there for so long. But the reality is Vegas was way better for people who are traveling because everyone travels through Vegas, but no one travels to Denver. Like, and if they do, they go to the airport and then they go to the mountains. They don't, like, go to Denver and then go to the prep center. It's, like, not convenient, you know? So here it's, like, we're 15 minutes from the airport. Go to the airport. You're gonna go to downtown Vegas for the weekend at least once a year. So you come down here, you meet a coach, you do a posing class. It just made sense because we're an online company. So it just made sense to like do it here. Frida was here, you're here. Like it just made a lot of sense. And then the amount of like value that the housing market grew in Denver really was able to get me, you know, a lot more out here for the money. So yeah, I love Vegas.
Yeah, it's so much cheaper too. So, well, from LA, so much cheaper. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Holy moly, yeah. I just love it. And the weather, and it's great. And I love my little house, too. It's, like, by the mountains, and it's super outdoorsy, and I can, like, walk the trails, and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, just because I live in Vegas doesn't mean I'm, like, living on the strip, like, partying, you know. I live in, like, the low-key outskirts, so I'm like,
You're in suburbia, for sure.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's nice, though. Yeah, it's nice.
I love it. It's perfect for me.
Yeah, it's super nice. And people think, like, the weather here is, like, always hot. And I'm like, it's 70 degrees right now.
Yeah, I still have to wear a jacket in the morning.
Yeah, it's, you get, I mean, summers suck. Either it's 100 plus degrees, you know, but I mean, the thing is, I was like, okay, I'm going to trade. I hate winters. I hate winters in Denver. I liked everything else. I hated winters in Denver. I didn't like the sporadic weather in Denver either. I never had like I always like was always afraid of having like a car during certain months because the hail and stuff too. But the temperature here is pretty nice most of the year. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty nice most of the year. So
clear skies, rarely does it rain. We got cute cactuses.
Yes.
And instead of, like, in Ohio, we had, like, squirrels. I don't know about you, but I noticed there's a lot of little geckos here and lizards.
Yes, there's a lot more desert animals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, I'm like, oh, there's a little gecko crawling up my fence. How cute.
Yeah.
That's so adorable.
And the other thing, too, is taxes, you know? Mm-hmm. Saved taxes. You saved quite a bit on taxes. I mean, California's highest tax rate is 13.3%. Colorado's is 4.6. It's like 4.55 now. They're like, we lowered taxes. I'm like, you went from 4.6 to like 4.5. They're like, oh, you didn't do anything. It's like barely any. So like, yeah, tax benefits rise. Even like property taxes out here were less. Everything was less. So yeah.
Heck yes.
Yeah, easier. Okay. Well, that's sunrise or sunset. I mean,
that was Frida's question. You have to answer it. Yes. Frida asked you that.
She asks the most questions. Yeah, she's so funny. Okay.
So basically saying, are you a morning person or a night person?
Oh, yeah. You know that answer. I'm definitely a night person. These girls are crazy, man. You guys, you and Frida, like, oh, I want to work out. I'm like, all right, what time? I'm like, well, I can push it back to 7 a.m. I'm like, you guys are nuts. I'll see you at 9.
Yeah.
But I do stay up late. I stay up to like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, like every day. So it's, yeah, so that's funny. Well, Frida.
Yeah, we got to put a Frida question in there. We must.
Frida puts in questions. These are like Tinder questions.
Tinder questions. Okay. Oh, I like this question a lot. Do you feel guiltier when you cheat on your diet or skip the gym? I think we're a little different in this because I think I know what you're going to say, but maybe I'm wrong. I feel more guilty when I cheat on my diet. Like, I could probably skip the gym for 2 weeks and not really feel guilty.
Yeah.
But if I do 2 days of, like, eating whatever I wanted, I would just feel so, like, oh, my God, I just ruined all the progress. Because, I don't know, some people feel like, you know, they have, like, in their mind that they're going to lose their gains. And not necessarily they will, but it's kind of like that thing in their mind. Like, oh, you know, like, I got to get to the gym. It's like an itch you can't scratch. Yeah. But I don't really have that. I'm cool with not working out for a few weeks. I'm cool. But, man, I got to keep my diet kind of a little tighter than most people because I just feel like, oh, my gosh, how many cardios would that be? Like, I don't know. It's just my way of thinking.
I mean, you're right about me. Yeah. Mine is definitely the workout thing. I don't have a problem sticking to my diet, like, because I've done it my whole life, really. So I don't have a problem with it. And I know, like, the impact of a meal, like, you know. So, but what I will say is that a lot of the top guys take off, like, a lot of time. Like, Sean Roden takes off, like, 2 or 3 months a year after the Olympia. Mm-hmm. Like, it might be more. It might be the first 4 months of the year. And I know Phil does, too. Phil takes off a lot of time. My friend Russ would take off, like, 6 months and then, like, train for 6 months into a show. And, like, yeah, it's not uncommon for people to do that. But you got to understand the people that we're saying are doing that have earned that physique. Mm-hmm. And, like, they know their body so well and they've done it for so many years. And they, like, and they work out hard enough when they're doing it to allow that, right? So now to answer that question, so when I'm working out hard and I'm really crushing, I'm in the zone, I don't mind working out 4 times a week. But I got to be working out hard to do that. Mm-hmm. Right now, if I miss a workout, because I'm not working out as intensely, I'm not in the zone as I'd like to be right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 6 days, no matter what, I'll take off. Usually I'll take off, like, Mondays. It'll be, like, a day I take off because it's a high work day, and I'm like, it just makes sense. And the weekends I can usually do 2 workouts if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, for me, now it's all based on intensity, though, right?
Yes, so, true.
Yeah, and if I'm, you know, if I'm walking around, the biggest I ever got was 220. If I was 220, I wouldn't really care about taking a week off of work, you know, but I'm not, you know, I'm holding on to 185 right now. So yeah, got to work out for me.
Yes.
All right. Question. Favorite, most beneficial glute exercise. Okay. I will say this one as a coach. I think that the best exercise for overall size is going to be the glute bridge, hip thrusts, right? Weighted glute bridges, I think that's always going to be the thing for overall size. And then for, you know, what's funny is you could probably even catch me in videos like 10 years ago saying the opposite of what I'm going to say now, which is cool because how things evolve as you get better and as you learn more and as you, like, become a coach, you know, you work with more people. I used to say that doing anything cable related with glute kickbacks, things like that, was like kind of a waste of time. Because the glutes are such, what we've talked about, they're such a big muscle, white muscle fiber, dense, and they're such a large muscle that it requires so much load for it to grow that I would say, unless you're doing stuff with heavy load, don't even do it. You know, it's not even worth the time. But then we started talking about, you know, rounding out the upper edges of the glutes and getting those filled out. And it's really hard to target that specifically and, like, really put emphasis on that muscle fiber, on that area of muscle fiber. Now, remember, it's all or none theory of muscle contraction, but we're not talking about parts of the muscle. We're talking about muscle fibers in general, right? So, like, for example, just so you guys can get that, I want you guys to mix those two things up. If I wanted to work more the outside of the quad of Ashley, there's, you know, exercise you could do the more work outside or more work more inside in the teardrop. But what I'm saying is the muscle fiber, like this muscle fiber, because it's one long one, you can't change and work more of this than of this. But you can work more of the inside than on the outside. So there is that. So there's difference there, right? When you're talking about the, you know, like the bicep exercise we're talking about, you can't work more lower bicep than upper bicep. So just to clarify those two things, because people will be like, you just said you can't work more. Well, on the upper outer edge of the glute, yeah, we can target more of the upper outer edge of the glute. And I think that that's going to be, actually, I know that's going to be more things like glute kickbacks, abductions, and things like that. So for overall size, load, hip thrust, glute bridges with load. For overall upper outer edge of the glute, shape, kickbacks, hip abductions, things like that.
So while we're kind of on that subject, I just want to put this out here. I had an amazing suggestion today for another topic for a future podcast that we are totally going to do. And it's kind of along the lines of what you just said. It's reacting to our old videos, what we said in them, how we trained, and how we think about it now. Did our opinions change on that? Do we do things differently? Like if we scour our old YouTube videos, are we going to find something that's like, oh, my opinion about this has changed, or I do this differently now? So I think that's an awesome podcast idea. So thank you for sending that
that's
in.
Cool.
I cannot remember her name. I'll have to shout her out. But that's amazing.
I know of one right now that I already would do.
Yeah. And we just say, you know what? This is how my opinions have changed. Because I think, you know, as we learn more and our bodies change and we do things, we find ways to work better. And, you know, maybe our opinions on a certain thing have changed over the years. I know mine have on a lot of things. So I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, what's funny is that when I was younger, this is actually a really good topic, because when I was younger, they would tell me, like, the bodybuilders would be like, go see Doogie, right? Go see Doogie. And that was what they called me in the bodybuilding, like, community, because I was really, really young and I was really, really into it. And the bodybuilders would come see me and talk to me about prep and different things like supplementation and whatnot, because I worked in a supplement store and all I would do was research. That's all I would do is research. It was like, I was obsessed with it because it put me in contact with like the bodybuilders, and it put me in the right state of mind. Like it put me in a good spot with them where I felt like I was cool, you know, with these bodybuilders who I thought were cool. And they're all like, you know, 25, 30. And I was like 16. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they called me Doogie because there's this show called Doogie Howser, MD, who was like this kid doctor. It was like this sitcom. Mm-hmm. So they would call me Doogie because I was young and I could help them with these things. Right. So it was kind of fun. It was a cool nickname for a kid. And so they'd be like, go see Doogie. And but being surrounded in that environment where you're like the smartest guy who's getting the most tips all the time for like, you know, 6-7 years before Google became like mainstream and bodybuilding.com became mainstream. We're talking, you know, 1996, 98, you know, like that's, and then you just start thinking that you're smarter than you are. You start thinking that you know everything. You start thinking that you're better than you are. Cause you got to remember, like, me knowing who whatever nutritionist was, wasn't really accessible. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't a big name, didn't have a YouTube channel, didn't have this. Social media wasn't really big until, like, you know, 2010. So, like, I, back then, thought I knew so much. And now that I see everyone, I'm like, man, I got so much to learn.
Right.
But back then, I was, like, so set on it, too. I was like, no, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, because of this topic, because of this research. And I'm like, dude, that just... not even relevant to bodybuilding. Why was I using that? Like, so yeah, there's so much of that out there. I mean, luckily I didn't do a lot of videos back then because I'd be wrong on so many now. But yeah, last egg.
Yeah, one more egg in the basket. Woo. The suspense.
That's funny.
Oh, what is my worst health habit? So, you know what? For me, I would say maybe it's not even so much a habit because it's somewhat out of my control, I guess. I'm not good at sleeping so much. I'm a morning person to a fault, especially as I get closer to a show. I don't know if I'm just getting anxious or what, but I just wake up way too early sometimes. Sometimes I will wake up okay, it's a good day if I wake up at 3 a.m. or later. Today I woke up at 3 a.m., so I'm like, okay, we're good. But if it's before 3 a.m. and I have to start my day because I just woke up, I'm like, oh man. Now I'm going to crash in the middle of the day. But yeah, sometimes I just wake up too early. I don't know. It's like I try to fall back to sleep, but I'm like, nope, I'm up and at it. God, time to do cardio. You know, I don't know. So I just notice that as I get closer to the show, it tends to be worse. I think it is because the nerves. Sometimes I have those nightmares about eating cake and stuff. But yeah, I think also I go to bed very early as well. I go to bed like 8:30 or 9. But I could sleep more. I wish I could, you know, get 8 hours every night. Some, I'm jealous of people like Anya that can sleep really well and just nap. I can't nap. I can nap sometimes. Well, probably take like maybe 6 naps per year.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to nap too. It's like once I'm up, I'm up. But as far as like a habit in my control, I could probably stretch better. I've been saying that for a while. I need to stretch more after I work out, and I don't. Sometimes I just forget to, or just I'm like, oh, I just want to get home and eat or whatever. So
yeah.
How about you? I'm just curious.
You know what? So I'm like my whole life growing
You're an
up,
overworker, aren't you?
Oh.
Oh, there's another one.
That's probably a thing.
Oh, there's
yeah,
another one.
That's probably a thing. Yeah, I could probably just relax a little bit more. I'm super like A personality, you know, A type personality. I just gotta be doing like so much. But also talking about the sleep thing. I've always been like my mom when I was growing up, she was like, she called me straight edge, but basically I didn't drink, do drugs, anything like that. I still don't drink or anything like that. But I will do the only drug I will do when I'm like when I need sleep, I'll do the
bleep.
Yeah, right. The
bleep.
What else was I saying? Does it take it off YouTube?
No, I just wanted to be scandalous.
The tear stuff.
Okay, I'm done.
There's this powder that they sell at like the marijuana store where you put the THC like sleeping one in. Mm. So I will do that like once a month or whatever, and I get a really really good sleep, and that's like
once a month.
Probably like once a month, maybe sometimes twice a month. Yeah, and I'll like, if I just, I'm like beat up but I can't sleep, I'll do that. And it's like a powder, like a little powder you put in your drink. And man, I sleep for like 12 hours.
Jeez.
So I don't want to take like...
Stocking up on the sleep.
Dude, it's crazy. But the problem is when I do it, and that's why I don't want to do it, it makes me so unproductive. I don't want to sleep for 12 hours. I want to sleep for a good 8.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I'm still like have that like hangover kind of thing for like 3 hours or so. Yeah, so I don't know how people do that every day. I'm like, maybe it doesn't do that to them every day. I don't know. I'm very inexperienced with that stuff since, mm-hmm. I mean, only the last couple of years I started like for sleep, you know, because I had a real problem with sleep for a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that really helped me. But no, that would probably be it for me on that.
So your worst health habit is what again?
I probably work too much. I mean, I probably do.
So, but are you saying you also don't sleep enough consistently? You're the opposite of me. Like, you go to bed too late and wake up early.
So, I just try to get as much done with my day, and I'll shorten my sleep because I'm trying to do it. So,
I
like,
just wanted to clarify.
I'm a little confusing on that. So, like, when I was building the prep center, like, I have to do... So, the first thing is priority is clients. Always clients first. That takes me, like, 6 hours a day. Then it's, like, the admin of the work that we do, right? Mm-hmm. That takes me, you know, 2 to 4 hours a day to just do the admin side of it. Make sure everything's still running right, you know, answer people's questions, help the coaches. There's a lot of that, you know, so that's 10 hours, but that's only like 4 days a week. So that's like my 40-hour day. And then the weekends I do my other stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I was building the prep center, that was an additional 6 hours a day. Mm,
yeah.
So like I was pushing, and then I had to work out. I was pushing easily, like on a light day, it'd be like 14 hours of work and then an hour workout. And then, you know what I mean? There's not much day left, you know? So like, yeah, so that I push myself sometimes. I guess my biggest health hazard would be I take on too much sometimes, mm-hmm. and I think I can handle
yes,
it.
Yes, I agree to that.
And then I'm like 6 months into it, I'm like, shit, I can't get out of this. Like I'm too much into it. So
you do live a very stressful lifestyle because you have so much to like many people to depend on you, and you have many projects you're juggling.
Yeah.
So I mean, stressful, but in a good way. But also, it's still at the end of the day, it's like an extra like weight on your shoulders.
And so yeah, as of since the prep center has been done, I have taken on nothing. And I have, so luckily I have.
Except for you bought a new house.
Yeah, I bought a new house.
I mean, whatever.
And I'm remodeling the house. But that.
It's nothing.
relatively easy. There's nothing really to do there, right? The designer's doing everything.
I guess in comparison, but.
Yeah, I mean, you just send them, hey, this is what I want for my ideas. And the interior designer does everything. But I'm getting off now, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock sometimes. Like, it's pretty nice.
Mm.
I could see how people could get used to this. Yeah,
like, this normal person life.
I'm playing hockey again. Like,
you might even have a free day to,
I'm going to coach a hockey team. I'm on the list. I guess I'm already adding
Am I going to be, like, second tier now? Hockey first?
It's going to be, like, 12-year-old kids, like, once a week. But it's going to be fun. I like coaching kids. It's fun.
Yeah.
And the team, yeah, they're trying to get me a team now. So they're trying to get me a team. I'm going to sponsor. It's going to be called Team Elite.
Isn't that cool?
They're making me jerseys and everything already.
Are they allowed to train in here too?
You know what? So
I know
okay.
it's like an ice thing, but obviously, like you can
we do off
get
ice
some
training.
Gains here.
But you know what? There's no reason not to. Mm-hmm. And so you guys know, too, at the Prep Center, we are currently waiting on the fence enclosure for the outside workout area. So it's in city approvals now, so we'll see what happens. And, that is a problem. I used to take on too much, and now luckily we got Taylor in Denver, and she's still doing all the shipping and managing all that. I don't do anything with that anymore. I just do what's in here, and it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah, so I already want to do like bigger, but I'm like, I'm not going to go kill myself through that again. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just not going to do it. So
yeah, it's done. It's over with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to breathe.
Yeah. I'm done.
Have some fun, you know, work out with Ashley.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Do podcasts with funny ears.
Yes. I still have these things.
You know, we're sitting here and we're in these chairs with bunny ears, wearing muscle-like t-shirts. I'm in some socks. I'm not even wearing shoes. Do you ever wonder, like, how did you get to this point?
It's, you know what? Effort.
How did you get to this point in life where you're wearing bunny ears and just...
Meeting you...
Talking to a camera.
That's definitely you. You. Meeting you has been really good for showing me that I need to be consistent and better at social and doing things and getting out there.
Oh, well, you know. People love Adam. That's all I gotta say. You've got some fans out there, Adam. Like, you know, everyone loves them some Adam.
You know,
it's a smile. You're a very personable person. Your smile is like, everyone's like, oh, I want to be friends with Adam because you look so happy. Me, not so much, but you definitely. So
you guys know Ashley is super nice, but when she's in the zone for getting ready for a show, or when she's at a show, and that's when people see her usually, like at a show, they think, they'll say, she seems like really like, just impersonable or like impersonal. I'm like, she's competing that day, guys. Like, give her a day. Give her a break.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, I'm the one that's backstage, like, kind of by myself. Sometimes I'll make a friend, but I'm not like one of those people that go up to others and be like, hi, my name's Ashley. What's up? Hi.
Yeah.
You know, let's all take a group photo. That's like not my persona. I'm more like, I'm kind of shy, honestly, in real life, if I'm kind of like distracted by. Like competing or something. But if I'm in an expo and I'm working for a sponsor, then it's a different story because I can relax.
Yeah.
But man, I do get anxious. I get nervous and it's like, it definitely shows. And I'm like really like clammed up to myself. Like,
yeah. People expect, like they see her Instagram and social, whatever, your YouTube. And then they'll be like, she's super outgoing, super like whatever. And then they see her in person.
I'm just like,
it's so funny. And they'll be like, was she mad that day? Was she having a bad day? I'm like, no, that's like, you just don't understand.
Yeah.
She was competing or she didn't know you or whatever. So anyway, yeah.
Who knows? Funny. But I love you all, just in case you didn't know that.
Yes.
Every single one of you, I love you.
Yeah. I'm like my dog. I just run up to everyone.
Hi, you are like that.
Hi.
You would definitely be the person to be like, hey, can you go ask that guy if we're allowed in right now? I mean, because I'm too shy to ask. The smile, everyone just loves Adam.
Oh, you're making my teeth blush.
So,
so anyway, guys, thank you for a fun episode.
Drawing, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got to do a drawing.
Drawing.
Oh, sorry, guys. We are giving away a thing of muscle eggs. So if
not this one.
No.
Not this one.
If you stuck with us, thank you very much for sticking with us. We're giving away a thing of muscle egg. We do give away a lot at the posing classes, too. We gave away a suit this year already. We are giving away some Shoe Fairy shoes tomorrow, so you won't get that unless you're here. I am going to my YouTube comments because we need to pick a winner, and it was leave a comment. And so we will randomly be giving out muscle egg, Shoe Fairy shoes. We have posing suits from Angel Competition Bikinis. We had suits from Ravish Sands before too. So we have, we're always giving out something. And if you guys are sponsors, want to throw something, we'll just give it out to people who watch this stuff. So you're welcome to throw something at us that if people can find useful. We want to give it to anyone who's watching. So we said, if you leave a comment in the YouTube video, we will pick a random name. So leave a comment. We will be giving out stuff all the time. So Ashley, you can pick any of these people.
Okay.
There's a lot of comments. So what I'm going to do
blindfold.
Is you tell me where to stop.
Hold on.
I'm
going
to keep scrolling.
My finger
on it. I'm scrolling it.
Hold on.
There's actually a lot of comments on this video.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
And so here's my finger.
Okay, well, you gotta tell me where to stop because I'm just scrolling.
Well, I put the mask on my head for nothing.
Okay, so say.
You gotta have me touch it.
So say stop whenever you tell me I'm scrolling.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh, you
actually picked someone.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
You can't have me put this mask on for nothing. I had to be the one.
The winner is Sarah Willis.
Sarah! Woo!
Sarah Willis,
congrats.
Spelled Sara on YouTube, Willis. You win the muscle egg. I'm hearting your comment right now. Contact us. You and the muscle egg. Thank you so much.
You got a comment. You just won. the muscle egg giveaway, please email me at adam@teamelitephysique.com to claim your prize.
You're right. That's
or
that.
Or DM me. Honestly.
So anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. Appreciate it. Talk to you guys next time.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.